media.us/advertise.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The National Weather Service has issued heat advisories that begin today for several states, all due to severe heat. KMOV-TV meteorologist Leah Hill from St. Louis.
It's just rinse and repeat. In fact, the heat gets even hotter and it builds even more, especially come Tuesday and Wednesday. As we lose the cloud cover, we lose the rain chances, and now we're all just exposed to that intense heat.
Following the deadly July 4th flooding in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is trying to take some action. CBS's Chanel Call.
Texas state lawmakers will hold a special session partially aimed at improving severe weather warnings.
We're going to look for strategies that we can pass laws on that will make preparation for these types of events better.
An Israeli military order for residents and displaced people to move south is another devastating blow to humanitarian efforts in the war-ravaged territory, so says the United Nations. Reporter Linda Gradstein says Gaza claims an Israeli strike today killed more than 90 people.
Arab media said the Palestinians were shot dead while waiting for aid trucks near the northern Gaza border with Israel. The Israeli army said that thousands of Palestinians had gathered in northern Gaza and that soldiers fired on them to remove what they called an immediate threat to the forces. The army also said it believed the Palestinian claims of the number of casualties is exaggerated and that the army is investigating.
Today marks 6 months since the start of President Trump's second term. He says he's doing a great job while also demanding two professional sports teams revert to their previous names. CBS's Willie James Inman is at the White House.
The president referred to the United States as the hottest and most respected country anywhere in the world and called his presidency one of the most consequential periods of any president. Also on social media, the president called for the Washington Commanders football team to change their name back to the Redskins, a term that has been criticized as racist by Native American groups.
Democrats are keeping up the pressure on the Trump administration to release files on accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar said she wonders if there's something in the files that the president doesn't want to get out.
They promised that these documents would be out there, and now suddenly, with a whistleblower reporting that 100,000 documents were reviewed by the FBI to look for the president's name, they've suddenly pulled back and said, no, we're not releasing them.
Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett says Democrats are playing politics.
Where the heck have they been the last 4 years? I'm ticked off at everybody.
They were both on CNN. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
American Scottie Scheffler wins his first British Open. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine 79 on your Monday. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Turning warmer on Wednesday, a chance of thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the low 90s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday.
It's 79 degrees right now.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes. A mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh. So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me.
That you tells see me going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes, James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
She always.
From their album, The Comforts of Madness, that was Pale Saints with You Tear the World in Two. And before that, we heard from one Phil Collins with his hit, Two Hearts. Welcome back to Hour 2 of Seth Faces the Music, ladies and gentlemen. As we continue about the number 2, let's keep it going here. Many of you know Dave Gilmour from the band Pink Floyd, of course. He was one of the founding members of it. He's had a long and varied career after the end of Pink Floyd. But this is interesting. Just recently, he came out with a fantastic album that included some of his family members, including the absolutely stunning voice of his daughter, Romani Gilmour, right here on Between Two Points. Fantastic.
Thank you. 1966, I found my love. In 1967, I had a hole it was. And as my time went by, I was satisfied. Till that situation took me by surprise.
Somehow an underrated band, that was Little Feat with Two Trains from the album, the classic album, Dixie Chicken. Stick around, everyone. More to come here on Seth Faces the Music. Coming up, we have a band that I'm not like a huge fan of. The cult around them is weird, and I find it a little off-putting, although Ray Manzarek, I'm a big fan of him as a producer and as a keyboardist. But sometimes they've created some really, really good music, and we're going to play one of their bigger hits when we come back here on WFHR. Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two times, I'm gone away.
should not speak. Try me one time. Yeah, my knees got weak. Let me two time girl. Last me all through the week. Let me two times I've gone away. Let me two times I've gone away. Not speak. Love me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Last week, all through the week. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. You time, boy, 'cause I'm going away. Let me two time, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Let me two time.
Discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chases unknown. Far from the cry of the city where flowers pretty caress the streams, cozy to hide in, to live side by side in. Don't let it abide in my dreams.
Picture me upon your knee, just teeth for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us. No friends and relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known that we have a telephone, dear. Day will break, you'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake for to take for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you and a girl for me.
Can't you see how happy we would be? Picture you upon my knee, just tea for two and two for tea, just me for you and you for me, alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known that we own a telephone. Start to bake a sugar cake for to take for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you and a girl for me. Can't you see how happy we will be.
Allow me to introduce you to Pink Martini with the old Chestnut Tea for Two from their album Hey Eugene. And before that, we heard from The Doors and one of their big hits, Love Me Two Times, from the album Strange Days. Up next, ladies and gentlemen, a band from my home state of Minnesota. They were one of the bands sort of on the forefront of the No Depression movement back in the mid-1990s that also produced Uncle Tupelo, from which also produced Jeff Tweedy, Wilco, and Jay Farrar, who played in Sunvolt, among other projects. They're very busy musicians. The Jayhawks, however, have stayed together all these many years. I just last year, in fact, saw a poster when I was back home in my home state of them performing up on the North Shore, just north of Duluth. Here they are with Two Hearts from the album Tomorrow, the Green Grass.
I'm lonely.
one in which Doris gets her oats.
From Let It Be, the final album they released, but it should be noted, not the final album that they recorded. That was The Beatles with Two of Us. One more segment, everyone, to wrap up the show coming up. And for this one, we're going to kick it off with a song from the 80s. It is infectious. It'll get in your head, and you may hate me forever for playing it, but sometimes you got to do the hard songs. That's coming up here on WFHR.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine 79 on your Monday. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Turning warmer on Wednesday, a chance of thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the low 90s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Keep it to myself. Oh no. When will it
ones. There were two knights and maidens. They'd walk together out in the gardens in all kinds of weather. Knights always bastard maidens to love them together out in the gardens.
From their hit album, God Shuffled His Feet, that was Crash Test Dummies with Two Knights and Two Maidens. And before that, we opened up this final segment with Stacey Q, just Q, nothing else, with Two of Hearts. And once again, I apologize for it being stuck in your head now all week long. Well, this will help you get rid of it, everyone. A milestone in the evolution of punk rock from 1985. I've played them on this show before. They were known for their quick songs, usually less than 2 minutes, as this one is also only a minute 49. But their album, Double Nickels on the Dime, was a masterpiece. Unfortunately, Dee Boon, the lead singer, died shortly after its release, and we got no more from them. But it is a milestone. Here is Minutemen with Two Beads at the End. We'll be right back. And that's just about going to do it for us today on Seth Faces the Music. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, on our show about the number two. We'll be back again next week with a different theme. We've got more music, more fun on the way. We're going to go out with a truly singular performer and individual from the album The Baby Huey Story, The Living Legend, and boy, is that right. Here he is, the man himself, Baby Huey. One dragon, two dragon. So long, everyone. Have a great week.
Weather and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them. Which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Matt Piper. Meteorologists are warning of a heat dome returning to the central and southern parts of the country this week. Dangerous conditions are expected from Texas to Kansas, and it will expand to the north and west for the remainder of the month. CBS's Chanel Call.
Here in New York, we are seeing hot temperatures, intense humidity, and a risk of torrential rain tonight. It's a similar situation playing out in several parts of the country.
A deadly weekend at a waterfall near Bend, Oregon. CBS's Errol Barnett.
One person is dead and two missing after a group of six was swept over a waterfall in Oregon. This happened near the city of Bend. The Dillon Falls on the Deschutes River has a 15-foot drop followed by challenging rapids. Today, emergency responders returned to the river using drones to look for survivors.
President Trump lashes out at the Wall Street Journal for its report that Treasury